Welcome to Awakening Mindset, the show for busy self-healers juggling the demands of work, relationships, and their healing journeys. I'm Melody Unique, your energy healer and spiritual mentor, here to guide you in finding balance, peace, and deeper connections through holistic practices like Reiki and shamanism. Today, we're going to jump right into it, and I'm going to give you some tough love. What in the world is it that you are waiting for? Life is too short to spend waiting, okay? Waiting for the perfect moment, waiting for the stars to align, waiting for a sign, these are all just excuses that keep you stuck in a place of struggling to survive instead of blissfully thriving. If you've found yourself caught in a cycle of stagnation, it's time to break free and take inspired action, okay? Because inspired action is exactly what's going to move you past whatever blockage, illusion that you have right now, keeping you in a state of fear, in a state of doubt, in a state of lack, or even worry. And all of that is keeping you from the life that you actually want to live. You were born to live the life that you desire to live, but due to conditioning, due to the media, due to society, due to your family, due to your own judgments of your past failures, and looking at them as reasons to feel sorry for yourself instead of reasons to actually learn from those mistakes to improve upon the next time you take a certain action, this is how you get to where you need to go. The inspired action has it all. Now, if I've caught you today at a very disempowered state, in an uninspired state, if I've caught you right now in a moment where you feel like you're suffering, and the reason you decided to tune in today was to have a little bit of hope, to have a little bit of light shine on you today, because you don't feel like you can create that for yourself, you don't feel like you have the momentum, you don't feel like you have the motivation, that is okay. That is fine. I've personally been there time and time and time again, and I've had to work through my own resistance of the fear, the doubt, the lack, and the worry to get to a point where I said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm the only one who's in the damn way of my success. If I want to be able to feel more energized every single day, decreasing my anxiety, decreasing my stress, decreasing my overwhelm. I want to stop lashing out at my family members when they trigger me. I want to be able to carry on a full workday without having to drink 2-3 cups of coffee. I want to be able to sustain my work life, my home life, and my social life, where I'm not just diving into one and one only and then completely neglecting the rest. If I want to get myself to a state where I don't have to live paycheck to paycheck, and I don't have to always think about, oh, when's the next time I'm going to make a sale? I'm so nervous. I don't know. Or I have to go on this live stream. I have to go and talk in front of the people right now. And I'm not really feeling it. No, if I want to get to that point in my life where I'm so outrageously confident about what it is that I'm doing and how to actually get there, I have to take the inspired action and I have to find out when I have fallen asleep, essentially. Energetically, when was it that I fell asleep to my ego? When was it that I fell asleep to my autopilot? When was it that I tapped out of consciousness and started living this matrix program, a certain way of behaving, a certain way of thinking, a certain way of feeling that is completely unaligned to where it is that I'm actually going? How long ago did I fall asleep? And now that I'm awake, what can I do to successfully make sure I don't fall back asleep again, at least not anytime soon, right? And this may be the stage that you're in today. This may be something that you've been thinking about for a long time. Maybe this is what you needed to listen to so you can actually wake up. I've been where you are. And because I've been where you are and I've gotten myself out of that time and time and time again, I know that you can do it as well. And it's not just saying, okay, well, today I'll try. Okay, well, today, I hope it's just a better day. There's no hope when you know. There's no hoping when you know. Today you need to choose exactly what it is that your desire is, block out the noise, and take the inspired action that aligns you to that desire, knowing wholeheartedly that because you chose that reality, that is where your energy, all your momentum, all of your focus is going into. We don't just wake up one day and say, oh, okay, well, you know, yesterday was pretty rough in the business. Tomorrow is probably going to be the same. So I'm going to just try and dust myself off and try again. No, stop it with the hopefulness. Stop it with the try. And here's the thing. When people are like, what do you mean? Stop with the hopefulness, right? Stop with hope. Hope is great when you are stuck in the shadows of all of your suffering and there is no way out. Hope can be that light. But if you are perpetually stuck in this state of suffering and you're only looking at hope as the saving grace and you're not even doing anything with that energy, you're not even doing anything with the light of the tunnel. You see the light of the tunnel, it's hope, but you're not even walking towards it. That is when you get caught up in the wishful thinking. That is when you get caught up in having all these desires, but they're unmet. That is when you get caught up giving yourself yet another pep talk about how you should be doing things differently, but your actions don't align to what your mind is telling you to do. We are really, really, really focusing and narrowing in today about making sure that you stop the waiting, you stop the hopefulness in relation to you in your suffering, and you get the hell out of it. You get the hell out of it. So many clients that I work with are stuck in that state of suffering, and that's why some of my clients don't continue in the programs, don't finish it all the way, because they're so, so stuck in that identity of suffering. Where not even that glimmer of hope can get them out of it because they need to get themselves out of it. It's not the hope itself that gets you out of it. It's you recognizing, okay, there is another way that I can be doing this and I want to go all in. I want to go all in. I need to go all in. Because the second that I choose to go all in whatever my desire is, that's when you have the blinders on. That's when it's game time. That's when the bell rings and you're off to the races. That is how you light a fire in your belly when you feel like you've been procrastinating, when you feel like you've just been having these moments where you're breaking down over and over and over again, and you're starting to feel sorry for yourself. And that is the narrative that you're actually believing more than the narrative that you can do it, more than the narrative that all it takes is you aligning your clear vision to what it is that you wish to experience in your life with all of the actions that you are taking. It's not about merely surviving anymore. I told you this was going to be tough love. It's not about merely surviving. If you feel like you are merely surviving in life, this is exactly what you needed to listen to today. And I hope that when you end this episode, you have that fire within you so much that procrastination starts to bother you. That wishful thinking starts to annoy you. That feeling that you're waiting for something aggravates you. It needs to be uncomfortable, and so uncomfortable that you doing anything else that you possibly can to get away from that feeling of uncomfortable suffering is the goal. And is what feels right. It's the alchemy. It is the aloe vera gel, okay, to that suffering. You actually feeling good about moving forward, doing something else that you haven't done before, maybe, or just putting all of your energy in you, not your worries, not your fears. Not the, oh, it didn't work for me 10 times last week, so why would I try an 11th time this week? That's not the energy that we're looking for. This is why people fail. Truly, this is why people fail. This is why people get stuck in their healing journeys. This is why people stop their healing journeys. This is where people stop allowing themselves to dream bigger and go for more in life, and they become heavily complacent. This is not the episode for you. If you are choosing to be complacent, waiting is the opposite of fulfilling your life's destiny. That alone should hit you hard. I realized that I was waiting for the perfect circumstance to take action in my life so many times. But guess what? Those circumstances never came. You want to know why? It's something that I say all the time to my clients. Everything in your external reality is just a reflection of what's going on in your internal reality. So the fact that I was waiting for certain external circumstances to change in order for me to make a proper move somewhere to get to where I wanted to go, I was always going to be caught chasing my own tail. And it took me so long to figure out that that's exactly what I was doing. So my turning point came during a time where I was calling out, crying out to the universe, crying out to my ancestors, to my higher self, to just universal collective wisdom energy in general, anything that would really listen, to be honest with you, crying out. And what I heard back was, what's stopping you? In that moment, that's when I realized that the only thing that was actually standing in my way was not my past mistakes or failures. It was not the external circumstance that I was in. It wasn't my job. It wasn't my clients. It wasn't my family. It wasn't my friends. It wasn't the money I had or did not have. It was solely me. This allowed me to understand even more that life is literally a waking dream. There are so many times where I've gone to bed and had a lucid dream, and I'm like, wow, this is awesome. I have superpowers. I'm flying. I can materialize anything in one instant just by having it as my intention. And when the universe called back to me saying, what's stopping you? I realized that I was asleep in the waking dream of life, and I needed to become more lucid. Because although, unlike a dream where you're asleep, things materialize instantaneously, which is great. Unlike that, life has a little bit of a time delay. So if I was willing to take inspired action time and time again, meaning whenever I had that one little voice in the back of my head, intuition calling out to me, an impulse, an urge, right? Not necessarily a temptation. Temptation sometimes has a negative connotation. So not necessarily like a craving or a temptation trying to lure me back into a less high vibrational way of being. It was a sudden impulse, an urge. It was an excitement rather than an anxiety. It was an alluring energy that was unmistakably either neutral or happy. Okay? Not fearful. Didn't feel angry. Didn't feel frustrated. It was happy or neutral. In any moment that I felt that in my body and I had an idea to go along with it, oh, I should be doing this. Oh, I could do this. Oh, this is a great idea if I pair it with this. Oh, you know what? I could get started on this. Let me plan it, right? Let me start the plans for it. Maybe I cannot execute that in the next 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, but what I can do is create a plan. And because I'm feeling this energy and now I'm getting excited and now I'm thinking about it more and I know I'm going to create a plan and now I'm sitting down and creating the plan because I got this pen, I got this notepad. I'm going to go ahead and write some things down. Oh, wait. Oh, this also reminds me of another thing. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure that I write that other thing down and combine it all together. And then that is the energy and momentum that is like the kindling to your fire. Okay. Sometimes you cannot go from straight up procrastination to a full blown raging fire, right? Sometimes you cannot do that by looking at two sticks and then having a fire. Sometimes it does take you rubbing them together, getting that kindling going, getting a little bit of flint magnesium, right? And allowing some of that inspirational energy, that fire-like kindling, all-encompassing, very like, ooh, this is like attracting me kind of energy into whatever it is that I was doing, no matter how big or how small that action was. But here's what most people don't touch on when it comes to inspired action. It can be scary. It can be scary, just like we were saying. Fire is super useful. The element, the energy of fire, it's fast. Sometimes it's unpredictable. It can grow rapidly, right? If you have just a little tiny ember hit you, you're like, ah, I felt that. That was a shock to the system. That woke me up, right? Inspired action can be scary because it means that you're stepping out of your comfort zone and facing the unknown. Inspired action means that you are taking a step away from an identity that has gotten you this far. And it's a step toward an identity that isn't fully actualized yet. That is the unknown part. That's the scariest part of it all. Not knowing who you're going to be on the other side, but knowing that that is the exact identity, that is the exact persona, that is the exact energy that perfectly aligns to what your goal is, to what your desire is. And I don't care what that goal or desire is. You can say, I want to make sure that I'm hitting $20,000 a month in my business every single month consistently, and I will not drop down. Great. Perfect goal. Perfect desire. Your desire could be, I want to let go of the past resentments that I have towards my romantic partners who in those relationships we did not last. It turned out to be a non-compatible situation. And I want to be able to let go of that because I want to create more space within myself to make sure that when someone else does come along romantically for me, that we can work through things that maybe I wasn't able to work through in the past before because of shame, guilt, fear, embarrassment, anger, whatever it was. I want to make sure that when they come into my life, I'm fully able to take them on in. And will there be healing and growing and transformation involved in that? Absolutely. But I'll be ready. And I'm open to that. But I can only create space and be open to that if I first let go. That's a great goal. Okay, so I don't care what the goal is. It could be anything in the world that you want. Again, this is a waking dream. You don't go to sleep, have a dream, be lucid in it, and then say, oh, let me just create the most mundane, boring life and boring dream I possibly can. No, the minute that you realize that you're lucid dreaming, you wake up to the dream. You're like, oh my gosh, I've got superpowers. I can manifest this person into my life. I could pretend that I'm in a relationship. I can go to the water park. Like, I could do whatever. I could travel to France in my dream. I could go to the zoo. I could be an animal. I don't even have to be a human being. You don't manifest boredom in a dream when you're asleep. So why are you manifesting boredom in a mundane life and a life where you're suffering every single day when you're living the waking dream, when you're in actual life? So walking away from this message, let's get some practical steps that we can apply and implement into our day today, not tomorrow, because we're not waiting. It's today. You listened to this message, you got inspired, you're feeling the heat, you're rubbing the two sticks together, and we're gonna actually make some moves. We're going to make an action plan. So first thing is that I need you to get super duper clear on what your goals are. You can choose a short-term goal or a long-term goal. Get super clear because clarity is power. You have to know what you want and why you want it. And it doesn't have to be like a whole monologue of why it is that you want it. It could be, I simply feel that this is my preference and I wish to experience this in my lifetime sooner rather than later or rather than never. So set clear goals. Then, once you've declared that, not only to yourself and your inner being, but also it's being reflected out into the universe, I want you to take consistent action. Consistent. Consistency is key because that is the momentum. So again, back to this fire analogy, you're clear that you want a fire. That's your goal. Now you're taking a little bit of inspired action. You're rubbing some sticks together. Maybe you're getting some flint, some magnesium, right? Maybe you even get yourself a little fire starter, some kerosene, whatever. You get to choose the inspired action that you're taking. But if you're only using a little bit of kerosene, a little bit of embers are happening, a little bit of smoke's happening, and then you stop for a couple days, you're never going to get to that end goal of a fire because you've killed the momentum entirely. You can only cruise the momentum when you actually have a little bit of fire going in the first place. But if you feel that you've been waiting for a long time, procrastinating for a long time, suffering for a long time, not getting what you want for a long time, you have to be able to take the consistent action needed until you get a roaring fire going, and then you can maybe cruise it a little bit. It doesn't need as much maintenance or as much attention, but even if you had a roaring fire and you decided to cruise that for too long, that fire will begin to dwindle and dwindle and dwindle and dwindle. So it has to be consistent whenever you're feeling inspired. When you are taking inspired action, on top of inspired action, on top of inspired action, you're closing the waiting time of your actual manifestation. It is getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller because you're no longer sitting and thinking. You're no longer planning so much and not executing. You are saying, okay, in this time that the manifestation has not come yet, in the time that I have not accomplished this goal yet, there are other things that I can be doing. And while I'm preoccupied doing those other things, I'm not waiting. I'm doing. And the more that I do, the more happens. Because again, my external reality is a reflection of my internal reality. So as long as I'm doing something, I could never say that I'm sitting down waiting for something to happen. It's already functioning. The parts are moving together. And the more that you're infusing your own energy, the more that you're taking this inspired action, the more that the universe bounces back to you what it is that you're doing. Here is where some of us get caught up, and we'll continue on with the practical steps in a moment. But people get caught up with taking so much action, but not all of it is inspired. And when you take so much action, maybe even without a plan, and not all of it is inspired, that means that some of the action that you're taking is actually coming from the energy of fear, coming from the energy of doubt, coming from the energy of lack, or coming from the energy of worry. And whenever you are taking action with that energy behind it, it's never going to get you to where you want to go. And if it does get you to where you want to go, it's super temporary. We've all had those times where we got to the end of the finish line only to realize that that finish line either moved forward even more, or it was a temporary successful moment and it didn't actually fulfill us at the end because we did it the whole entire time with the wrong energy. So once you've taken that consistent action, it's time to stay committed. There will be challenges, but your commitment to your goals will see you through. And sometimes that's the momentum that you have. Sometimes that is the environment that you're in. Sometimes that's you having a really bad day, purging that from your system, having the emotional release, and then getting right back on top of the game. Okay? If you don't want to look at life as a dream, you can look at it as a game. And the minute you stop rolling the dice, the minute things get hard and challenging in the game, and you decide that you want to throw your hands up in the air and not play anymore, that's when you lose. That's the only time you lose. But you're a winner. If you haven't heard that from anyone in a long time, I'm here to tell you that you are a winner. So stay committed. And one thing that can really help you stay committed is to seek the right support. Don't seek the support from people who also are quitting the game left and right. Don't seek the support from people who get jealous when you win, because there is enough winning to go around. It's everybody's individual game, okay? So make sure that you are seeking the support and surrounding yourself with people who uplift you and inspire you. And newsflash, sometimes those kinds of people are not in your immediate vicinity. Sometimes those people are who you meet in a class or in a ceremony or in a meeting or in an event, a retreat, even online. Maybe I'm your support system. Maybe you listening to this is you understanding that you have someone in your corner, all the way over in the Midwest, loving you, rooting for you, hoping that you win, hoping that you win your game. And then you celebrate your progress. Every step forward is a victory, no matter how big or how small. Stop trying to quantify and measure the value of all the action that you're taking separately. They're all moving and working parts. The kindle to the fire is just as important as the ember, just as important as the wood, just as important as the flint, just as important as the oxygen. They all do separate things, no matter how big or how small. They're all a part of it. So every step forward is a victory. You have to acknowledge and celebrate your growth. Something that I tell my clients all the time is that if you had a dog and you were training this dog to do all these different kinds of tricks, but you never gave it a reward, you never gave it a treat, you never gave it a piece of food, a little hot dog, a little something, it's not going to want to continue to do these tricks. It likes the reward, right? This dog loves reward. This dog loves acknowledgement. The whole reason they're doing the trick to begin with is for some sort of desired feeling, right? Sometimes dogs, when they're learning, they'll mess up and still get a treat, but it's the love of the game. It's the love of the push and the pull. It's the love of, oh, I almost had it that time. It wasn't perfect, but I still got a little bit of a reward. Let me try again, see if I can get an even bigger reward. We have that in us too. So if you have been taking inspired action, sometimes non-inspired action, if you've been doing your best to stay committed and you've been even achieving these goals and you have not been celebrating your growth, you are no longer going to want to continue this game. You're no longer going to want to continue to co-create this beautiful life. So it's very important that you're taking that time to acknowledge and celebrate you, your energy, your time, even in the days that feel very low and very challenging and you want to give up. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some kindness when that moment happens, because it's only temporary. It's only temporary. When you are ready to take on this goal, get out of the waiting process of life and actually go all in and bet on yourself 110%, and you need support while you're doing this, that would be a great time for you to reach out so we can have a consultation. If this message has resonated with you so deeply, but you just don't have the proper environment to nurture and nourish your growth, that's when it's time to reach out. We will have a consultation. You will let me know what your goals are. You'll let me know what your challenges are. You'll let me know what your mental shifts are, right? Something that shifted you from being optimistic to someone who's maybe teetering on the pessimistic side. And I will help you energetically do the work in order for you to take that inspired action as best as you can, as full as you can, as energized as you can, okay? Do not hesitate to reach out and grab the support that you need when you're reaching for your life's goals, because let me tell you, we are community and society-based people. We need numbers. We need support. Sometimes we need shoulders to stand on so we can go a little bit higher. Life is not a game that you can do 100% solo. Sorry, it's not. And it's good that it's not. It's good that we have people to rely on. And I'm letting you know that you can always rely on me. So the takeaway from today is to remember that waiting is the opposite of fulfilling your life's destiny. The time to act is now, because now is all that we ever have. So crank the volume up. Tune out the other noises. Regain your momentum. You deserve to move from merely surviving to blissfully thriving. I believe in you, so now it's time for you to believe in yourself. and take that inspired action. You got this. So go ahead and make it happen. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Awakening Mindset. I hope today's discussion has given you some valuable insights and tools to bring more balance into your life. Remember, taking small steps every day can lead to big changes. And don't forget to sign up for my free Chakra Codes Masterclass to learn the 7 keys to manifesting success in health, wealth, and relationships. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, stay balanced and be kind to yourself.